One of the more powerful apps to transform gay men's love lives is Scruff, the creation of Johnny Scandros and Eric Silverberg. But with new technology comes new challenges on how to use it best. You may have 99 problems, but getting some good dick should not be one of them.
Today, the fabulous Johnny Scruff shares with us the secrets to making the most of your social apps, whether you're looking for Mr. Right or Mr. Right Now and Make It Snappy.
Join us for this and all the hot news. Instagram playboy Dan Bilzerian throws a woman off his roof by mistake.
Ellen's midlife crisis.
The Viagra Triangle.
Artist Corey Archangel rediscovers some of the world's oldest computer art by the late Andy Warhol.
And a behind-the-scenes look at Johnny's appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of financial support of people like you. Thank you. Upgrade your account today at feastoffun.com/plus and listen to our fabulous podcast 5 days a week.
Not Shaven gives me more time for misbehaving. Get this and all our fabulous t-shirts at our store, feastoffun.com/store. One of the most powerful apps to transform gay men's love lives has been Scruff, the creation of Johnny Scandros and Eric Silverberg. But with new technology comes new challenges on how to use it best. Just because you got 99 problems, getting some good dick should not be one of them. Guess who we have on the show today? The fabulous Johnny Scruff. Woo, woo, woo. Come on, Mark.
Hey, guys. Welcome. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here.
It's a little weird to see the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race introduce the Scruff pit crew with the wolves.
Because they're so butch doing it.
Yeah, and I'm like, where's that masculine voice coming from?
From these pretty little ladies.
They should go like, woof, woof. What sound does a poodle make?
Like, oh my God.
So maybe you know it matches. Welcome to Chicago, by the way.
Thank you.
Is this your first time in the Windy City?
It's like my third time.
Really?
It's gorgeous here.
It's a gorgeous weather you brought with you, and you're a gorgeous man.
I did. I brought my friend Bill and Joey.
You brought your whole entourage.
Joey's our head of media and events is here.
In your posse's last name go by Scruff? Are you guys like the ultimate Scruff pit
Scruff
crew?
Sisters.
Sort of, yeah.
Scruff
Joey. Well, sisters. Joey goes Joey DeBay, but yeah, Joey goes by Joey Scruff on Facebook.
Can I be Fausto Scruff?
You can be
Scruff?
Fausto Scruff. You're definitely Scruffy.
I'm Fausto Scruff.
And Mark Scruff.
Mark Scruff.
It sounds like cartoon characters, though, like Scrappy Doo.
I'm going to solve the mystery of Johnny Scruff.
You were going out to the bars in town last night.
I did. Well, I was at Big Chicks.
That's our local
hole. It was a Scruffy. What was the
Do you
bear?
Know that
it was
Big
the bear
Chicks
night.
Is of all the gay bars in the whole country has the largest collection of fine art. Like, this is like each of those. There's Diane Arbus photographs there that are worth like $250,000 hanging on the wall.
Well, I noticed the art on the wall last night.
Yeah. And Michelle Fire, who's our next door neighbor, actually, she says that she spent a fortune sealing them away from the bar smoke back in the day when she actually had smoking in the bars and all the fumes to preserve the art.
God.
So you were there.
Yeah, we were there. We had a great time. Yeah. That Kyle Wood, the manager, oof.
Yes,
he's
I love
a hottie.
Kyle. He's gorgeous.
We all were just like salivating over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I heard you got some
I mean,
you said, I'm Johnny Scruff. And I need to see three forms of ID.
I was wearing my Meggings out. And so the doorman was just like kind of staring me down. He's like, what are those? And I was like, oh, they're Meggings. And I think he was just kind of like,
what's a Meggings? Oh. Is that what you're wearing?
Yeah, they're kind of like tights over shorts.
Yeah.
Those actually look really good. They look like kind of like a rugby player's kind of.
They look like something
Mick
Jagger would
wear. Right, right. Yeah. I'm kind of in this gender fuck phase. So I, you know, this guy, the doorman was kind of butch. So I think he was just taking him back. He's like, oh, you're Johnny Scruff, but you're wearing these Meggings.
So you confused him.
I confused him, but
well,
yeah, whatever. I do what I want.
That you guys have tied the Scruff brand with RuPaul's Drag Race, mm-hmm. which I think is brilliant marketing.
Well, thank you.
And I love it. You know, we're big fans of RuPaul's Drag Race. We're big fans of Scruff. And so it's nice to see, actually see you on television. And I got a bone to pick with RuPaul because my boy Johnny Scruff did not get enough airtime.
No. No, everyone,
though he does pay your bills, so maybe you want to pay him a little mind.
Maybe RuPaul will give me more time for season 7. Yeah, I wish I wish I would have been able to interact with the queens a little more, but
I want you to be a judge. Fun.
Maybe season 7. Yeah.
Judge Judy and Executioner.
What was the experience like being on set?
Girls? It was quick. It was a quick experience, but I'm standing next to RuPaul, who's this legend, and so I was pretty nervous, actually. She's a legend.
Like, there was a thing, like an exchange, and then you said, I can't remember what you said.
These queens are good. I was like, these queens are good, Ru.
And then she said...
Oh, and then she, in the beginning, she goes, so Johnny, are all these guys on Scruff? And I go, well, Ru, you'll have to come by the... you'll have to log on to find out. And she goes, well, I sure will. So, and that was not scripted or anything. So I just sit there and banter with her.
We did ask RuPaul if she had any regrets in life. And she said the only regret she said she had was that she didn't suck enough dick.
Did she really say that?
She said, I wish I'd sucked more dick.
Oh yeah, my God. So like, Ru.
Well, Ru, you're not dead yet.
Start sucking. So you got to see the queens long before anybody else. Did you recognize any one of them, or did you already know who was going to be on the show?
I didn't know who's going to be on the show. I saw that the queens that day, there were six, I believe, on my episode. So that's all I saw that day, and I didn't know, and I still don't know
because a bunch of them eliminated or anybody. Yeah,
and I didn't know, and they didn't.
So
tell
you didn't
me.
Know?
Nope, I didn't know anything.
So you didn't recognize Bianca Del Rio out of drag?
Oh, I knew. Yes, Bianca, because she's hometown queen. I saw her there. I didn't know of Courtney. Adore.
She's the
Adore
Olivia Newton-John of Australia.
Did you know Adore at the time? Or no,
I didn't know Adore. Darian Lake was there. Who else was?
That's a Pandora box.
Ben De La Creme and
I didn't know Ben Mom. Ross, mm-hmm. the guy who was there in the purple underwear, knew Ben from Seattle. So.
Oh. I heard that you guys had to do like extensive auditions because you guys brought in like 30 or how many?
There were 10 uh-huh. guys total, pit crews, so six new guys.
So the total was 16.
Six plus the four, so there were 10, 10 total.
Okay,
yeah.
10 total.
Yeah, so.
And, but you guys had a bigger pool of guys. What'd you do with the guys that didn't get used?
I don't know. World of Wonder. Well, look, the World of Wonder sent us over.
Yeah.
We asked them to find a range of scruffy guys for us, and...
Because I would imagine you would have been like Madeline Kahn in what is that movie, mm-hmm. that Mel Brooks movie, and she's going, no, yes.
Now, from where you were standing, could you smell Sean Morales?
Yeah.
From where you
were? We talked about that last time, right?
Yeah.
Oh, did we?
He needs to bathe.
Yeah, no, but let's talk about it again. It's okay.
So
even Ru says he, doesn't she come out and said he smells?
He does.
Does she? I don't know if she said that on the show or not.
She said it before.
I know Michelle Visage has said it like on the podcast. Right. He doesn't bathe, and so he just really stinks.
Right.
And why wouldn't you want to bathe before coming on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, maybe he like bathes, but he doesn't wear deodorant. It's like the after gym stink, but not like the dirty, dirty stink.
But that's what people kind of like.
People
that,
like
though.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So. If you're into like armpit fetishes.
It's a shame that Scruff isn't in Smell-O-Vision. Because there are some men I'd love to get a whiff off of.
Yeah. Yeah, like me.
Yeah, well, I'm smelly. You smell good.
I probably smell too pretty.
Like anything, actually.
I know.
I'm surprised that you're not like...
Well, my friend Bill over there has a better smell than me. Hi,
poor
Bill.
Bill's giving the finger from the couch right now.
Like, oh.
I hate it when they smell like onions. That's the only thing that I hate. Sometimes.
Well, you eat garlic all the time, Mark.
Well, that's why. Yeah.
And is that what it is?
Yeah,
girl.
I also take fenugreek, too, and that'll change your armpit smell to more of like a maple syrup kind of smell.
So,
oh my God.
Mark and I talk about this all the time with our friends, and I think this is like probably the number one pastime that gay men have, besides trying to find interesting connections, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word, on mm-hmm. Scruff. They share and compare profile pics. And profiles with each other. They're like at the bar and like, look at her, honey. What do you think of her? You know, it's like, oh, this guy's really hot. It's
he's
like,
right across
this
the
guy's
room.
Insane. This guy's really cool. He's Mr. Right. What, you know, you're the spokesperson for Scruff. You've seen everything. What is the best advice you can give to people who are using your app to try to get what they want out of it?
Well, it depends what you want and what you're looking for. But mm-hmm. I think the first thing is show your face.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a headless torso, right, you're probably going to attract guys looking for more of a, you know, one-time lay.
Yeah, I find this weird is that guys with headless torsos.
Headless horsemen.
The headless horsemen said they're not there to hook up. And yeah. I'm like, well, why don't you even know what you look
like? Sometimes that photo is just the place marker. And of course, they're going to message you and send you a photo of their face. But they just keep it there. So maybe their next door neighbors don't see them or their coworkers don't see them.
Yeah, part of it is that you don't want,
it's a discreet thing.
Your sex life on blast.
Although sometimes when I hear the people use the word discreet, I always think it's synonymous with I'm really ugly. And so if we have sex, nobody will believe me if I tell people we had sex. Yeah. Because they're just like... Because anytime anybody tells me they're discreet and they send me a photo, I'm like, whoa!
or they're in the closet. Yeah. A lot of them are in the... I mean, well, look, a lot of guys, the headless horsemen, I think are in the closet, too. So yeah. We all were in the closet at one point.
You guys have a section in the app, which is events. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't realize that they can RSVP for them, which is really cool.
Yeah,
because
you
if you're going to IML... You'd be like, oh, you're going to be at IML? I'm going to be at IML. Let's hang out.
Yeah, you can line up all your hookups prior to the event.
Those lineups never work out.
They don't.
No, because this is it. Because I live in Chicago, and I'll tell you how it is. It's like, you know, you're here, and right about now, people start, like, looking in Chicago and be like, mm-hmm. I'm coming. Mm-hmm. You know, and they get you juiced up, and they, like... Tell you all
excited.
Sexy things, send you these photos, da 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 da. And once they get to town, it's just like, you know, they find dick at the hotel and you never see them.
And then
them.
You never see them.
You never see them.
I guess if you're going at these events, though, you can, if 300 people are going, if they're RSVP'd on Scruff to the event, it's probably going to be good.
Oh, yeah.
But if there's five, then.
You're doing an event here at Sidetracks tonight.
Tonight, which we're so excited
it's
about.
It's like, they're going to be able to fit everybody. It's like 500 people have RSVP'd or something.
That's
like
that. A lot, right? Is that a lot for Chicago?
Sidetracks is a big bar, though. So
it's the Mall of America. It's huge. It has like seven chambers.
Right. Well, 400 RSVPs on Facebook is a lot, I think.
Yeah. So that's
going to
be great.
Fit everybody. Yeah, and I brought my boys from New York, so...
I call that Scruff. I call it Scruff Live, because you get to see like all the guys you've been blocking on the app, and they're like, "Why'd you block me?" And I'm like, "No, I didn't block you. I've just been busy."
I block all my friends. That's all I have to.
I actually don't. You know, after having you on the podcast,
some apps I do, not on all.
After having you on the podcast, we started getting more messages from our listeners on the app, and I've started using it less and less sexually. And more as a friendship and a social networking tool.
That's which a lot great of people
don't really think about it as that.
Right,
all the
and
time.
I think that is, I think the dialogue around that is, well, it's changing, right? Yeah. People are using it for social networking and for staying in touch with friends and for traveling. So that's good. That's good to hear.
I think it's fantastic.
For you too, with even you and your shirtless photo, you know.
Well, I just, you know, I want to live in a world.
Fausto's photo is really hot, by the way. And so are his unlocked pics.
Well, I want to live in a world where it's okay for public figures to show off their dicks, you know?
Like Anthony Weiner.
I don't feel like any politician should lose their political career if they showed a dick pic in public. So I said, be the change you want to see in others.
It took you a long time to get to that, because people used to ask you for dick pics and you used to be like, no way, I'm not sending a dick pic. I'm not going to say, oh, God.
Fausto wouldn't.
This is how my husband is.
Oh, I love this.
It's the way the wind blows one day, you know? And then it's like, one day he just like, he sent a dick pic and then he's like, all right. And then that's like the watershed moment. There's a lot of things like that where I'm like bugging, let's do this. And then no. And then just one day, let's do this.
Like, whoa.
Like, I've been bugging you for years to do that.
What about you, Mark?
What? Do I send dick pics?
Yeah.
Yes, I send dick pics.
I didn't get them. All right.
Well, you can ask him for it.
Mine are a little more outrageous, I think, than Fausto's. Fausto's are all pretty tame.
He wants to see him. He's like, Johnny's like pulling
I'll
out his hand and he's like, gimme.
What a couple, Jesus.
I'll unlock for you right now.
Okay.
On the air. Let's see. So, I have you under my favorites.
I put together a list of of tips that I give people. And you know, part of the thing that, like, I like to school people on Grindr. Like, if they're behaving badly.
Or douchey.
I'll spend a lot of time chatting with them and be like, honey, You don't pay my bills. I do not pay you any money.
So but you schooled him.
I schooled some people, yeah. So this is the one bit of advice that I'm going to tell people who are listening to this. Ooh. Only use the app when you have time to chat with other people. And too many guys just open it to look at things, you know, because everybody wants to be like, oh my God, you're so hot, you're so beautiful. Blah, blah, blah. And so they open it up just to get like a feel-good message, you know? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, then they're not there able to actually like have that conversation with people. And so you have all these people like popping in and popping off. So my advice to them is like, if you really want to have quality conversations or connections with people, mm-hmm. use it when you can give them your full attention.
I think that's great advice.
But
that's
the opposite great advice. Is true. Be patient, because not everybody is as fast as you are in getting some dick.
And sometimes you just get distracted. You know, you're talking to one person and they ask you questions, but then all of a sudden this guy's saying, hey, let's meet now. So you're just like, I got to go. And then you're like, out.
And remember, well,
people check their, they get up in the morning too, and like you're in bed and you check your messages, and then you get in the shower, and then you go to work, and then lunch break at work too. So.
And I stay up really late sometimes, and it's like, it feels like at 3 a.m. the vampires come out.
Is it 3? Yeah, New York, it's like 4:30, no, 5 a.m. to like 6:30 a.m.
We call them vampires. Sex vampires.
It's 3 o'clock. What time is it here in Chicago?
3 or 4 a.m.
3:30, right. 4 o'clock. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the bars here in Chicago, it's the late night bars can close at 4 on weeknights.
What's your personal advice to somebody who's like, there's a hot guy, he's messaging you, mm-hmm. he says,
when?
Come over at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And been says, there. Come over. Yeah. Come over, let's meet up.
Well, for a quickie?
Yeah,
because I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you either decide if you want him to stay, because they could be a good hookup, and then they stay the night, and you have a good cuddle buddy for the rest of the night, or you just get what you want.
Because some people say it's like, there's nothing good to find at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Well, it is trouble.
And your mama doesn't want you out in the town trolling around. So.
Yeah, it can be trouble.
Okay.
Especially, well, in New York and Chicago, I would assume.
One blog entry said, don't drink and grind or scruff.
Or don't get high and grind.
Don't get high, yes. Or
I think we've all kind of been there, and I've, you know.
Well, I mean, drinking, drunk scruffing, I guess, it can be fun.
It definitely can be fun, but I've had people, it's like they say all sorts of like really enticing things, and then it's like 2 days later, like, oh my God, I was so drunk the other night.
So
please
sorry.
Don't pay any attention to that.
And I'm like, my heart is broken. There was this really cute musician here in town, and he just like...
Who Foster said I shouldn't sleep with.
I assume you guys are open.
He said because he's a musician, and then I...
Well, because I wanted to get him as a guest on the show.
And then he starts flirting with him, and then ruins it for both of us.
Well, anyways, I wanted to get him as a guest on the show.
Here's a marriage counselor today, Johnny Scruff. Right. Welcome.
And I said to him, I was like, listen, you know, it's like, I mean, he was just sending me these flowery, beautiful, poetic messages, you know, just you are the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you're the most attractive man I've ever seen. And I was like, really? Like,
oh
my God.
He must have been drunk.
And so then 2 days later, he's like, I was really drunk.
Oh no.
And
I was like, oh, you broke my heart, you asshole. And any time I ever see him in public, he will not talk to me. And he's embarrassed because he shared so much of his soul and his, you know, desire to me.
Well, the truth comes out when you're drunk, right?
It is.
So
I'm just waiting for like a screenplay, like, you know, You've Got Mail, that Tom Hanks. Remember that awful movie?
I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
I saw that movie with my boyfriend at the time, and he cried.
Oh, God.
We didn't last very much longer after that.
Well, the low point is... sure.
Well, drunk scruffing looks... So I think it's okay. If you're, like, blasted drunk on Scruff or any of these apps, yeah, I mean, that's probably trouble. But if you got a little buzz going on, you go home from the bar, yeah, it's mm-hmm. fine. Because I've done it. You got a little buzz going on, you want to find a hookup, great.
Do you guys ever have been asked by people to say, like, to put on their profile, you know, you have bear, jock, twink, PNPSA?
Oh, we don't allow, so there's certain words that we do not allow in profiles, and there's a lot of words associated with drugs that are just not allowed in profiles. So we do not allow that.
Mark saw an emoji Some guy using an emoji for a crack pipe.
For like smoke. No, that is not allowed. She will get kicked off.
It was like, well, it wasn't on the profile, but it was in the text. It was like smoke and I think a needle or a syringe or something. It was like, I'm like, I don't know what those are. Is that for party and play? And he's just like, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's...
I've never seen those emojis before.
I haven't. I was like, oh God.
Yeah,
it was like emoji.
Yeah,
that would definitely not be allowed on Scruff. What people do, you know, drunk scruffing, those emojis aren't allowed. I really try not to judge people and their actions. You know, if you're hurting someone, bad. But other than that, like...
To woof or not to woof is the question, it seems to be.
Oh, woof.
For some
Absolutely.
People.
It's, yeah, woof. Yeah. It's woof. A great, I think always it's a great woof. Icebreaker.
Okay.
Which, so you should always check your woofs and see who's woofed at you.
But sometimes people feel like, you know, if they woof at somebody, they're not going to get the attention they want. I always say woof and message.
And message.
And send them a picture if you really want to get this guy's attention. But this is like the thing triple. I don't understand. It's like, I get people from all around the world just being like, sending me like, you know, sonnets.
Mm-hmm.
and it's sort of weird. I'm like, you're in, you know, Croatia. I mean... When will we? I mean, you know, it would be nice if to see you one day. Do they think I'm like some rich millionaire and is going to fly him over?
Maybe.
Your friend is like shaking his head in agreement. It's does that happen a lot? Is like, do you guys heard stories about this? Is like that there's somebody who's really hot and he gets some wealthy man to fly him and they establish that connection.
I don't know of any personal stories. I know of marriages that have happened from a wolf from another country.
Because I know that Justin Jedlicka, the human Ken doll, he brought some guys to visit him and his husband through, it wasn't MySpace though. And I'm like, who uses MySpace anymore?
Really?
People use MySpace. Well, you can meet people through so many different venues and strike up those relationships. And what is it? Patty Stanger from Millionaire Matchmaker says that the relationships that really move the fastest towards like commitment are often the ones where people live in different cities because they really have to decide, do I want this relationship or not? And then, because, you know, you have to make it work. Whereas, like, if the person lives down the street, you can be like, I can see them anytime. Because that also seems to be kind of the phenomenon. It's like the hot guy from Boston will, like, shower you with photos and tell you how wonderful you are. Mm-hmm. But the guy that lives a mile away is just like, forget
it. No. Right. You want what you can't have, almost, right? It's that philosophy, it's that mentality.
Well, you're single.
Yes, I am.
And
still.
You travel around. Do you ever find yourself in the situation when you're like, you're coming to Chicago and there's this like hot guy and you're like, let's get busy, honey.
Sure. I think.
And then you get there.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, I'm busy. I can't make it up.
Oh, well, first of all, I don't travel.
You're traveling right now?
No, like travel.
Oh, to go visit someone.
Travel. No, I always host.
You always
host. We're talking about like meeting up for a hookup.
Yeah.
Well, if you like, you know, some people form like these strong bonds because the distance is a safety net. But when they actually are physically able to meet, they chicken out. What's up with that, man? Come on, man.
That is very true, though. We've
that. And it's like, so my advice to that is like, listen, if you know, pretend like the person lives next door and have that relationship, that intimacy. There's a lot of like, you can use on your Grindr profile. You can put a link to your Instagram page.
You can do that on Scruff too.
Your Scruff. Yes. Oops. Sorry.
Slap.
But on your Scruff app and your profile, You can
put links
to your Twitter, to your Facebook, to your Instagram, to your
XTube.
Can you do XTube?
No, I don't think.
Yeah, so. Your friend says yes.
Oh, sure. You actually
your computer says yes.
Dude's nudes
profile. So it allows people to expand upon this. This is a weird thing, and I've observed this is that they want you to send them picture after picture after picture after picture. Yeah. But when you tell them you have an Instagram account, they don't look at it. They're like, I don't know what that is.
Really? So they want pics through the app. They want your unlocked album. Then they want more face, cock, ass, everything.
They want videos. Vids. They want holograms.
And then Instagrams, no.
And yeah. That's next.
What do you guys, what's your opinion about someone who says, like, I don't want any black men or Asian men on their profile? What's your take on that?
Well, I mean, I think when you see that in profiles, it's very off-putting, mm-hmm. I feel. Look,
no fats, no femmes.
Yeah, I mean, that you like, why do people put in that in their profile? You know, you're offending a lot of people, mm-hmm. and that's a really douchey and rude thing to say.
But it's interesting because we don't just that somehow.
I don't believe a lot of that language we don't tolerate. If it's harassing, especially.
I always tell people, don't put it in your profile. Man's rejection is God's protection. And do you really want to have sex with a racist pig? No, right. Even if he's
hot. It is racist.
Maybe if he's hot.
Who's like a really famous sex symbol who's racist?
Mel Gibson. Well, was at one point in time a sex symbol. Well, now he's an old man, but...
But imagine if like Mel Gibson's on the thing and you're like, I want to hook up with Mel Gibson. He says, like, I hate Jewish people. You know? And so you're like, what?
He would be reported and then kicked off. Because, we see racism. It's reported. We don't tolerate it.
But what I think is interesting about Scruff is that you guys create a atmosphere. Each app, each social network has a personality. Mm-hmm. And then Scruff brings in these kind of people who are like... Let's expand our minds. Let's expand our realm of sexual experience and social interaction. And I think that's like a really wonderful thing that you guys do. But I don't know why it happens on Scruff. Is it just the name, you think? Or
We've worked hard to foster, you know, a community that respects one another. You mm-hmm. know, are there bullies on any app? Yeah. But I think we have one of the friendliest communities out there. Do you think there's a political
statement to growing a beard for gay men in some sense? This is like,
it's like, I'm a friendlier, I'm nicer gay guy. I'm not going to treat you like a douche on the app. Possibly.
I find it kind of strange because people like, you know, compare your app to other gay networking hookup apps. And they say that a lot of the people on Scruff are much more warmer and friendlier.
Yeah, and I hear just, that too. Yeah, and it's, yeah. I mean, it's hard to speak for a community of 6 million. I mean, globally, but
do you find that
maybe
like
it's our name? You know, I think part of it it's a mixture of things. I think our name, our profile moderation. We're very strict about what we allow in profiles. Like, we don't allow racism, we don't allow hate language. So
is it sometimes intimidating or get you like to pause to realize there's 6 million profiles on this
that's
thing?
A lot.
And you're like, I mean, and you're kind of like the face of the company.
Yes.
And it's like, that can be an intense burden.
Very,
you know,
it's very intense. Well, it's a responsibility.
When's the hardest time experience been for you? Being Johnny Scruff.
Yeah, well, I guess I really don't have much of I don't have privacy anymore. I really don't, but, you know, it's a very humbling thing to be able to go out and meet people who know Scruff and know who you are, and meet couples who've met on Scruff. So, you know, that makes it all worth it. But do I have much of a private life, I guess, anymore? In the gay community, no. Is it harder to meet guys for dates? Yes.
Because they formed an opinion.
They formed an opinion about me already. So, that's,
and what is that,
that's not easy.
Do you think that you're slutty?
I think, yeah, you know what?
Which gay man is it?
I think people probably assume I'm slutty, or mm-hmm. I'm going to be an asshole, or I'm going to be douchey, which I don't think is the case. But yeah, I think, well, with any public figure, people form an opinion about you. And look, I think from what I projected out there on Scruff and like my little Drag Race appearance, I really have just tried to be myself and not put on in front for people. Yeah. And I think people responded well to that.
No, so, I appreciate your playfulness and your willingness to answer any question that we've ever tossed your at you, no matter how easy or difficult it is.
On Facebook, sure. John Mark Robbins asks, so with imposters, how does Scruff handle crazy people pretending to people they're not and trying to slander against people? Long story, but it's a close friend of mine that's having this happen from a crazy ex.
Oh, dear. Well, they're reported to us, our support team, and then it's investigated. And
then if
they're found to be an imposter, they're kicked off permanently.
And it's attached to your business partner says here that it's attached to their cell phone, so they're banned from using it ever again.
Yeah,
I'm reading your sign language pretty good, right?
That's true, right?
That's for a lot of people too. It's like sometimes, you know, it's one of those things. If it's too good to be true, it probably is. If you're an average looking guy and some hot stud is like coming after you, and sending you like three pictures, they might not be a real person.
Let's talk about selfies and selfies. Somebody said that you gotta assume that everybody's gonna use the best photo they can of them on the app
as their profile
photo. And sometimes your face ain't the best photo of you.
Oh, no.
But it's like, and I said, it's like, listen, they're going to eventually have to see you. If you don't feel comfortable, I think like there's a lot of controversy with the way that we think about selfies is that people think that it's making us more insecure and more doubting our value as human beings. But I would say that's actually the opposite, because you can post a photo that relatively captures you as a person on Scruff, and chances are within a day you'll have somebody on this planet Earth saying you're hot. And I think no matter what you look like, and I think that's a really like healing and empowering tool for a lot of people who feel doubtful about themselves.
Yeah, especially for guys who live in these remote areas or in other countries. Right?
I know.
You can just go on Scruff and find a community, a global community. And that's an amazing thing I didn't have when I was coming out at 15.
Yeah, why didn't you guys make this app like when I was 14 years old?
Right? I had AOL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my coming out days.
Have you been banned from any countries?
Saudi Arabia? Did not work in Saudi Arabia, no.
Okay.
Wow.
So they're able to ban you there.
China?
No. The Great Wall of China is not
blocked. Political activists in China could use Scruff to like coordinate efforts?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully not.
Falun Gong? They were in the news. Are they still around?
Hopefully not.
One tip I want to tell people is like, use this. Don't think of this app as just a sex tool. Use it as a way to, if you had a blog,
promote your blog.
We got new listeners. We got new paid subscribers to this podcast. People have bought t-shirts and supported our podcast just because they liked the photo that I posted of myself wearing a not shaving gives me more time for misbehaving t-shirt. Available on our site, feastoffun.com/store.
We've also had when we travel too, and we've got hilarious. Take the podcast on the road, we've found guests via these hookup apps, just talking to them like, oh, what do you do? Oh, that's really interesting. We're here taping shows, come over and record a podcast.
We're like helpful hints for Heloise, but for Scruff.
You guys, I mean, well, it's great to hear like Scruff is you're utilizing Scruff to help your business. Well, and that's wonderful. More gay businesses can do that.
Well, and one thing that people don't realize is that when you travel to a new city, besides looking for sex, you don't know where to eat. You don't know what gym to go to, what the cost
where
of the gym.
Where to stay, everything.
And if somebody feels, a lot of people are very friendly, you can ask them about those things,
Yeah.
And the more attractive you look in your profile, the better advice you're going to get. Back to taking a selfie.
Okay, selfie
I always
photos.
Tell people, it's like, hold the camera above eye level, not below eye level to the double chins, kids.
But some guys may like double chins if you're a chub chaser.
Well, if you're a chubby chaser, then do it from below the...
Right.
Yeah.
like really below. Like hold the camera down to your feet.
Have you seen those YouTube videos of those guys who are like belly fetishists and they stick their guts out and they go, oh, my belly's full of beer. It's so
yeah. Hey, teach your own. Like
we need a like a we need are you guys gonna
You're getting Johnny excited.
I do like a little bit of a belly. Yeah, no, I like bigger guys. Okay. I do.
How big?
Like you are guys' size. Oh, I'm not saying you guys are, but yeah, you guys so are like nice. Meaty. Like meaty.
Sex. We try.
I try, honey.
We
I
just you know, beefy.
I suffer from a disease called hunger.
Is it like huskular?
Huskular.
Huskular. That's what you guys are.
I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Oh, I like that.
I want to see like more categories like huskular, belly fetish,
otters,
on scruff.
Yeah.
Then you get, well, we've thought about it, but then you could just, it's never ending, right?
Why no otters?
It's just never ending.
Hey, Facebook put how many gender 50, expressions? Right?
54,
52. 55. Gender expressions for the thing. You could easily do
we
that.
We could. You can go balls out and have 100.
Well, because I use scruff every day, and so it's great to be able to take this podcast and basically be like, this is what I want it to be.
Yes,
otters
good.
In otter category.
Yes.
Should we have a, what about a drag queen?
Yes. Community? Absolutely. Yeah. Nobody else is doing it.
No one else.
You know.
Now watch Grindr's going to copy
you call it.
Watch instead, Grindr's going to do it now.
Instead of calling a drag queen, would you call it shemale?
oh my god. And then have Alaska do a video, right?
Oh yeah, we talked about Alaska's video yesterday. We've reached out to Alaska for comment, but she has not commented.
On RuPaul's Drag Race 76.
Yes.
I love that video.
Where she kills a trans activist.
Oh that one. Oh. Some of her videos, I'm like, oh, girl, she's really pushing the pushing
she's
line.
She's pushing it, yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything? I mean, everybody has their opinion on this debate and this discussion.
I mean, you sponsor the show and they yanked your episode.
Shemale Gate on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it was my episode that they yanked Shemale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all that controversy.
What did you, was there anything you can tell us or behind the scenes that, like, did they apologize to, Ru apologize to you or?
No, I hadn't really not. I mean, it didn't have anything to do with me or scruff. But it was they did
they
yank
send you
it.
Like refund you some of your money?
Are you getting some money back? I think you're like, you yanked the episode. Where's my money?
No, I can't talk about it. Well, you know, it's like, do you have any like opinions about the challenge or the controversy that came about? It's good publicity in some ways for the show.
Well, it certainly has got everybody talking about it. And people are very divided about it.
Yeah, they are. It's, you know what, I look, we were the first to add a transgender community on scruff.
Not shemale.
Not shemale. I don't know. It's tough. I'm not a trans man. I'm not really in the trans community.
Yeah.
So it's hard. I feel divided on it. Mm-hmm. And I could see the argument from both sides.
I think it's possible to be celebrating the outrageousness of drag queens and be respectful to people who are transgender with words. I don't think those two things are, you know what this kind of reminds me of is a cat fight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and you know, straight men love, they almost get turned on by watching two women fighting with each other, you know? And a lot of this is infighting within transgender community about what we are and what we want our future to be and what we find is to be acceptable and unacceptable.
Right. And like what kind of language you perpetuate. I guess if, look, you have trans activists and several of them like Carmen Carrera, the girl on Orange is the New Black.
Laverne Cox.
Laverne, who's just lovely. I don't know. I don't know what her opinion
perform
was.
At Lucky Chang's in
Did
New York
she?
City. Yes.
Really?
Yes. And sometimes
is
a lap dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
So we've heard.
She's so pretty.
That's a rumor.
She's so pretty. She just seems. She's so likable.
She's a brilliant woman. Yeah.
Yeah, and very articulate and well spoken. I don't know what her opinion on this was, but it seemed like there were
Some
enough
people are
trans
staying
activists
away from it. You know,
they are. Yeah, and I'm kind of hands off, and if the trans community was in an uproar about it, then you know what, I'll leave it to them.
Well, there you go.
They have a right to be angry.
You know, we're actually there's one video blogger who did amazing.
Oh my god!
Rant,
and we're getting her on the show
so
next week. Hopefully
next week, Madison Hinton. If you haven't seen it, go to our Facebook page. It's interesting, for to say the least.
Well, she's a trans sex worker.
Ooh.
And she asks the questions like to the activists who are upset about the use of this word. Where were you? Like, why are you so upset about this word? Where were you when I needed help with the police? When I needed clothes to wear? When I needed a house to live on? And I had to do all this stuff on my own. You know, why aren't you working to better the community in that respect? Why are you just trying to police words? But she does it in the most ghetto fabulous way possible. But she also is kind of insulting to some trans women as well. So there's, you know, she's a mixed bag of goodies.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
I wonder what Bianca Del Rio would think.
I'm dying. Well, we'll be asking her soon when she gets crowned America's Next Drag Superstar. Gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't it a little bit anticlimactic that, you know, we know what's going to happen? I mean, Bianca's won.
Do you think Bianca's
won? That's what everyone thinks, I think.
You know, I mean,
she hasn't been criticized once.
Yeah. Well,
not
she's
once.
Perfect. You know, the only thing I find is that she's incapable of doing anything other than Bianca Del Rio eye makeup. Like,
what's her signature look?
But if she had to like soften her look,
she changed it one time. She did change it one time.
Or not use false eyelashes. Like, the challenge is you don't get to use false eyelashes. She'd be lost at sea.
Yeah, but when we did drag and didn't use false eyelashes, the queens
we
read
were
us.
Lost at sea.
They're like, really? How are you not wearing false eyelashes? How are you not wearing fingernails? And we're like, what?
If you're not wearing nails, you're not doing drag. Ellen DeGeneres, the talk show host, the lesbian icon, is having a midlife crisis.
Is she?
So we assume it's a midlife crisis.
Because she is now the host of a reality TV show contest challenge where she judges furniture makers.
Furniture design. And it seems to be, it's like we've known so many lesbians that have gone through like midlife crisis, whether musicians, professional lawyers, whatever, and then they get to a certain age and they're just like, they're sick of their careers. They're just like, I'm going to design and make furniture. And we're like, what is up with all these lesbians making furniture?
Yeah.
Lesbians making,
My sister, who's a mathematician and won awards, grants, she's like, you know, the Carl Sagan of math. They love her in colleges and stuff. And she's just like, I'm going to become a yoga instructor or a furniture designer. And I'm like, why? Where does this
come
from?
Wait, from yoga to furniture? Like yoga to furniture?
Yeah, she's just like, you know, she's just having like a midlife crisis. My younger sister, who's, you know, bisexual. And musician Gretchen Phillips on this podcast, I asked her, if you wouldn't have been a famous rock star, what would you have been? And she said, I would be a furniture designer.
Oh my gosh.
And I asked her, was like, why do so many lesbians want to be furniture designers?
They want to make their own dildos, I think is what it is.
Well, she said, because spend so much time of our energy in our lives creating these intangible things like music and art and performances, and that sometimes you just feel like lost in the clouds and you want to be grounded by making something solid and permanent.
It's like some sort of, it seems like a release, right?
Yeah.
Some sort of creative release.
Whereas
it's hard not to say without being using stereotypes, though. Like power tools.
Yeah. But, you know, lesbians love their
carpet.
Power tools. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, you know, and maybe this is like, you know, part of our own internalized sexism is that we're so shocked that a woman would be interested in a power tool, but it's like a guy thing to do for a guy to be into.
I like power tools.
I have a huge... Do you want to see my collection of power tools? It is.
I think you already unlocked
What's
your
the
profile
gay man?
For him, right?
I'm not
he
talking
did.
About sex.
What's the gay man midlife crisis?
That's a good question.
Like,
Viagra
the opposite.
And steroids.
Viagra and steroids.
Oh, no.
I was at Viagra Triangle today. That's what my friend Bill called it.
Mm-hmm. What's
Viagra
that's
what
it's
Triangle?
Called. Yeah, actually, see? Yeah.
There was a lawyer in town who...
Wait, guys. What is that?
You've heard the Viagra Triangle.
Never
it's
heard of this.
It's where Vialpinit lives. It's that whole, like, triangle Russian division area.
It's like where wealthy older men live?
Yeah. They go out and they go to clubs and they go to restaurants and places like that. It's been called the Viagra Triangle.
It's not
Viagra came out.
It's not necessarily gay. It's
straight.
Very straight.
It's mostly straight.
Okay. Yeah, that's where we were moseying around this morning, walking around there.
And there was a lawyer who recently was like, he was drunk in the bar, and he ran up like a $900 bill at one of the places. The cops came, and they took him out because he didn't want to pay the bill. And he went in front of the judge, and the judge just said, "You cannot go back to that bar. You cannot go to any of the bars in the Viagra Triangle."
On the Viagra Triangle?
I think he actually said the Viagra Triangle, because like, that's what everybody calls it.
It sounds like the Bermuda Triangle.
Where would that be for gay men? Palm Springs?
Where people to get lost?
Well, mature men. If you're a mature
gay man.
If you're a sex daddy, if you're a hot daddy, go to Palm Springs, because that is the mecca for daddy.
I love daddy, so. Yeah.
Oh, you like him older?
I do like the, oh, yeah.
So Palm Springs is your number one vacation spot?
For you? I've been to Palm Springs once.
Are you more of like a cruise ship kind of guy?
No, oh God, I went on Atlanta's cruise. I got sick.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, but I had a great time. Otherwise,
are you going to go on the Drag Stars at Sea's cruise?
So we've been asked actually. Have you guys ever been on a drag?
No,
the drag cruise? Yeah, we've been asked because it's all the season six queens on the Alan Chuck cruise. Mm-hmm. So we've been asked to sponsor it. So maybe.
Yeah. Fun.
But what would a cruise be like with 13 drag queens? It'd be really fun or hot mess.
It's more than 13. Like, is it only?
More.
It's only 16.
Oh God!
Like, before they had like four. They invited 40. Like all of them from all the past seasons. Not all of them.
That could be crazy fun.
Yeah.
Or what's really interesting about it is, and I've talked to like some people who've gone on it, is that it's a great way to meet people who might be contestants in the future and people who are like behind the scenes like us, really knowledgeable about drag queens and passionate, but not necessarily well known for their knowledge, you know. So you become friends with people that are really like into drag queens like you are. Mm-hmm. And you get to hang out with them, and they can't like jump off the boat. So they have to be nice to you relatively. I mean, Sharon Needles was notorious about like, you know, having a fight with her fan club manager.
Oh,
and her fan club manager's like, "You're the worst person ever alive. I don't want to hear from you again."
But you know, that's the thing is, though, too, is like when you travel, though, there's a lot of people that aren't experienced travelers. And when they travel, it's very, very stressful. You know, it's like, you know, shipping a dog off in a crate. You know, they just get petrified. And I've seen so many people that I've traveled with just like freak out over nothing. And it's otherwise, when they're in the normal day-to-day life, everything's fine and everything's great and you can get along well, but you just add travel to the mix, you take them out of their comfort zone, and they just go berserk.
Well, I was my first cruise with my friend Bill. I keep bringing up Bill.
Hi, Bill.
He really is everywhere
with me.
He's like my guardian. It was our first Atlantis cruise, and, you know, 7 days on a boat with gays is a lot, but... Yeah. I mean, I had a great time.
Did you have to wear a weird costume and participate?
Every night
in
was like a different themed night.
Really? What were the themes?
It was like one night was like white party. The other night was like a superhero theme.
They have an Egyptian theme.
They do.
One night,
really?
I saw pictures. And I was like, why is everybody wearing black mascara?
They saw a drag theme. I would assume on the drag cruise.
So are you a pretty lady?
From the one time I did drag,
you only did it once?
I did it once. I'll do it again.
What's your name?
No shame.
What's your drag name?
Anaphylaxis.
I love that.
Because I'm allergic to so much shit.
I know.
No, I'm allergic
guy.
To like big dogs and peanuts and beans and food allergies. I know.
So now if you want to kill Johnny Scruff, feed him a peanut butter dog sandwich.
Now I'm going to get hate messages. You know, like lately, so I've been going through this. Well, not going through it, but I like to gender fuck around a little bit. Like, for example, I've posted photos on Facebook of me in heels with the drag queens, and I'll go out sometimes in my meggings and shorts. And some people, I think, expect me to be this like big butch guy, and I'm just not. I'm always going to have a very campy side to me. And there was a time, like 2 years ago, I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to like really butch it up and really change my persona a bit. And I decided, fuck that. I'm going to be who I am, because that's what I preach, and what I preach to people in our community: be happy with who you are. So,
you know, I feel like ironically, like all this discussion about gender and drag queens and identity has made me more comfortable as a guy. You know, because it's
me too. I mean, because you're almost, if you can put on a pair of heels and rock a pair of heels out of the club, like that shows a lot of confidence,
right?
You know, and you're and security.
Well, and that's like the issue with that a lot of trans people have with drag queens is because they can put on the clothes, but at the end of the day, they can take it off and then be a cisgendered man. Whereas like when you're trans and you're living in our world, we're living in this world 24/7.
But then then again, RuPaul says we're all born naked, and the rest is cliches that we hear over and over again.
Fuck stuff.
Hashtag shame.
Her last one was, and the rest is love.
Drag. Oh. Is drag.
No, it was love. Was
oh, love. Love. Yes.
On the wedding episode.
The wedding,
which,
yeah.
Which I naked. Absolutely love.
And the rest is scruff. No. Well, scruff is drag.
Yeah.
It
it's
is.
It's a form
it
of drag.
It's a form of drag. It really is.
Mm. So do you sense that there is a, like, that we put on these personas when we get on social media?
I think so.
That's not really who we are.
Yeah, I think, well, you go on Scruff, and I do believe a lot of guys butch it up for their profile photo. And you know what? You may get more woofs if you do.
You know, when I've hooked up with a guy and he was like all about the masculinity thing, I'd be like, you know, talking like this, talking like like Batman, you know? You want to suck my dick? You know? So, that was how does Batman talk? It's like, you know.
Well, like your profile photo is really butch.
It
but
is,
you, but
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like you can have a,
even though I'm the biggest Nelly sissy.
This is the thing. Well, we all, at the end of the day, when you know what, one of my good friends, David Lauterstein, who is the CEO of Nasty Pig, you know, we were talking about like masculinity and culture, and he was just like, at the end of the day, we're all like queens.
Yeah,
we really are. You can be like this big butch masculine guy. I guarantee you that guy has a queenie side.
And that's the weird thing is like I've gotten like people that have written to me before like, are you masculine? And you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to answer a question like that?
Yeah,
you know,
really
it's like I mean, I have a deep voice. I look like a man. I lift weights. And one person that I did hook up with that had asked me that was just like when I met him, just the vibe was weird and he was judgmental. So it was kind of like anytime anybody asked me like. Am I masculine? I'm just kind of like, is this a conversation I even really want to have?
It's a very awkward question.
Yeah.
And maybe that's, you know, fun for the role play thing, hookup, you know, for the hour or two that you want to get your hookup and you can play butch. And a lot of people probably are, well, a lot of people are naturally butch, more naturally butch than others, but there's a, you know, there's a line.
There's a little
there's
a bit spectrum. Of everything and everyone.
There's a spectrum. Yeah.
People, man's rejection is God's protection. You, I mean,
if they don't
want you, if you can tattoo that on your wrist and look at it every time you don't get the response you want, it, you know, they're doing you a favor. I always feel it. You know, look at this guy. This guy seems like the perfect lover. Instagram playboy Dan Bilzerian.
Dan Bilzerian.
Dan Bilzerian.
Who's Dan Bilzerian?
So I came across him because somebody tagged him in something in Instagram. So I was just like, oh my God, let me check this guy out. And he's just like, you know, he's in his 30s. He's got a scruff. He's got dark hair. He's muscular. And then he poses with all these guns and he's got photos of him shooting these giant, amazing guns. And then he's on these like giant yachts with these babes and these pools. And then he has this amazingly cute cat that he takes pictures with. And you're just like, this guy's got it all. His father was like a corporate raider. So he's like, you know, a gazillionaire.
Oof.
And he's just like, and he's a poker player and I love playing poker. And so he's just flaunting his wealth everywhere all over Instagram. So he's got like 1.2 million followers,
oh my God.
Which I think for Instagram's a lot.
That's a lot.
And so recently he was like, he was doing some kind of photo shoot with Hustler. I bet he's going to keep his clothes on, but he's doing stuff with these porn stars. And he takes this lady porn star and he goes to throw her off his roof and into the pool.
Oh my
God.
Well,
she kind of like grabs onto him a little bit as she's leaving. So he didn't get the force that he needed to really throw her. Cause I'm sure he's thrown plenty of bitches off his roof into the pool. And so she ends up breaking her foot. Now she's okay, but.
Oh, that's terrible.
I thought she died.
No.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, this is like a you know, Lifetime movie.
And it's kind of like I want kind of like Johnny or I want like you or somebody gay to be like this guy. I want to see like a hot dude on a boat with all these hot guys and just shooting guns and doing crazy shit.
Be the change you want to see in others, Mark.
Are you allergic to cats?
Yes, I'm allergic to pussy.
Oh.
I'm allergic to pussy.
Johnny's our first guest that's allergic to dogs. And when we got the dog in November, I was like, I hope none of our guests are ever allergic to him. But
fuck.
You know. I did offer you some antihistamines. Yeah. But you've been pretty good about your congestion.
Yeah, no, I'm a little
I give him
stuffy,
a lot of healthy oils, too, so that cuts down on the damage.
Yeah, no, I'm actually fine.
You are?
Yeah, I'm not wheezing. Usually by now I'd be wheezing.
Well, does that make you relax?
Yeah, it's both of you two, huskular daddies.
Well, you know, there's also...
I mean men. I don't know.
Men, daddy.
I go by daddy.
Are you calling me old? No, it's like... No. It's, we did this video with Milk and... Yes. And Kelly Mantle, and I was like, you know, I shouldn't read all the comments, but I do.
Uh-oh.
And somebody was like, those scruffy guys are hot, but they talk too much.
Oh, no. Oh, on the YouTube video?
And listen, people, we were in a rush.
Yeah.
I mean, we only get an hour. We get more time with you than we get with the drag queens. Like, the drag queens really? Are literally like...
Well, because they have to get in face. So we pick them up. We bring them here.
They parachute. You guys pick, really?
But yeah, they parachute. Oh, you have to pick up a drag queen. They won't show up otherwise.
They won't show up.
Unless they have, really? Unless we know their manager. Yeah, because otherwise they're like slippery little eels.
So have I been less diva in a sense?
You're the least diva. Diva? Yes. Yeah. But so they parachute in. They're like, come on, let's do this. And so we don't have any time to prepare with them. So literally what you guys see is all the interaction that we had with them. And so we're making artisanal toast with them because we used to have a really popular web series called Cooking with Drag Queens. And then Mark and I were just like tired of dressing up in drag. And so we had these drag queens on. And now people are like, you should do a Kickstarter. You should do a Kickstarter to bring back Cooking with Drag Queens and do it into a full bona fide web series. And we're like, okay, so we're going to do it.
You're going to do it.
We're going to do it. So we're going to do it.
Who's your first? Who's he going to bring?
I want Lady Bunny.
Lady Bunny to make a bunny cake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She's hysterical.
You know what someone said on YouTube on a video of me that I reminded them of Lady Bunny? Do you see it? Do you see Lady Bunny?
No.
You know, you're her hot nephew, maybe.
I'm trying to picture you in drag, but it's...
Yeah, no.
There is... You know what? It's the
is
eyes.
Is it the eyes?
The eyes.
See?
The eyes.
Oh, my God.
The eyes.
They'll turn you to stone or something.
That's so funny. Are you from the South?
I'm Greek and Cuban. I wonder what
she's
her ethnicity
white trash.
Is.
So maybe she's just
no,
a narcissist.
No, I don't think I'm white trash.
Because she loves having
her
sex.
Her real name's John
Cuban
Mark Engel, so yeah. I think Engel is probably like Scandinavian or German or something like that.
But the eyes, you have the bunny eyes.
The bunny eyes.
I just,
I simply love and adore her.
So people wrote on the thing, they were like, scruffy, or no, they called me chunky or something. I was like, oh.
They called you chunky.
Or something like husky. Husky is the word they use.
That's good though. Husky's good.
But see, when I was a kid, I was a fat little boy.
You were?
And so I couldn't get normal clothes. Yeah, when I was
I had to wear husky too,
and my mom like would put me in husky, and I was like, I don't want to be husky.
Husky was kind
husky's
of like
good.
Well, it's basically a euphemism for fat, you know. And so you're a kid feeling uncomfortable about your body.
Do they still use husky with children's clothing? I don't think they do
because
anymore.
Kids are so big these days. They all are husky, honey.
That's true.
Get your go-go juice. So artist Corey Archangel, which I don't think it's actually his real name, but
that's a name.
Great Archangel? Name.
Yeah.
Is an archivist, and he just rediscovered some of the world's oldest computer art by the late Andy Warhol. He found some floppy disks that had been used for a presentation for Amiga Computer, and with the help of Atari, which still, and Carnegie Mellon, they managed to resuscitate old files from the old floppy disks. And are now having an exhibit at the Andy Warhol Museum in Philadelphia.
Of Andy's stuff?
Of Andy's digital
And how
art.
Does it look?
It looks terrible.
Well, because back then, how would he have even created
that? Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
He used like Amiga Paint.
Oh.
Some, you know, it was like the first color monitor, the
like
first...
Like Corel Draw or something like that?
So and what are they, are there like young boys?
Some of them are actual digital scans of his face. Uh-huh. And then with the, you know, like... silt screening with the, you know, colors inverted, and then
he digitally inverted the colors and
him
stuff
drawing
like.
Dicks with this thing,
oh.
You know,
and, oh dear.
So it's interesting, and it's certainly like you know, it is Andy Warhol's vision and style, but it's in digital art, you know. And
well, if we get to Pittsburgh this summer, maybe we can check it out. You
I'd
haven't
love
been to that
to
museum
see,
yet,
I'd
have
love
you?
Maybe
to
we should
that
put that
museum.
On the Scruff launch screen.
I don't know. People are like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. We haven't put something on that launch screen for a long time.
I don't like
it's
it
very
when
controversial.
You guys put, yeah.
Well, yeah, it's we
you
have to be very careful. We in the beginning we used to put a lot on there, and it was and you know what? It's a powerful way to advertise anything, really. I mean, anyone who launches Scruff will
but
see what we put on there. Which
nobody
won't
it.
Put anything on there anymore because there will always be there it can be very controversial.
Well, here's the thing that bothers me about it is that whenever you guys have a really hot guy there, it's like, this is what you can't have.
Yeah. Well, the last guy we had on there was Ross, who was our, you know, and he was on there a lot. But
the pit crew guy, right?
Yeah. And he was like our face last year.
He's not too much. That boy is a bottom guy.
No, that's Miles. This was
Ross. Ross is the curly blonde.
Curly, yeah. One of my friends, a former wrestler, really huskier. He was on he modeled for us. We used him in a lot of our campaigns on Facebook, and you know, he's in the scruff shirt and shirtless and has scruff dog tags. So.
Well, you're a good-looking guy. Have you ever like hooked up with Ross or?
You want to know if you know if I fuck the models?
Like, well, no, I just want to know if you like if any of the models have like a personal past. Like your ex-boyfriend is one of the models.
No,
or something.
You know, no, Ross, he's my friend. I mean, of course, I did have I found him attractive, but we never crossed that line. I know you would have. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna. You sleep with me and you go on the scruff launch screen. I'm not that kind
of
guy.
I have a lot of hot friends that I never get to sleep with, and not because I didn't try.
But yeah, we saved that real estate for something really special, and I know that'll be next. We don't want to put advertisements on there because that's just. People don't want to see that shit.
You guys are very like picky about your advertisers, ironically.
We don't make money off of them. It's not a source of revenue. So
that's what
we're not
tell
even
going to
sell it.
That's exactly what I've been saying all the time. If you want to make money on the internet, don't rely on advertising because it's not.
Same with mobile.
Advertising's dead.
Yeah, and that's what I said on your last show. Our money comes from our subscriptions. If it wasn't for those, we wouldn't be in business.
And thank you for giving Fausto and I subscriptions.
Oh, you're welcome.
Us poor podcasters.
Are you enjoying Scruff Pro?
I am enjoying Scruff Pro.
I
want to put a video on there, but I'm afraid my video is just too long.
Oh, what kind of videos do you guys have? Do you guys have couples videos?
I don't like to. I'm not. I don't fancy myself a porn star, but I did videotape. Mark ejaculation with my cell phone.
That's hot. And well, Mark, I just saw Mark's ex shots.
You did?
Yeah.
While we were taping.
I unlocked.
No wonder you were
you
were like
later.
I was like, why is he? Oh,
I should have come here alone.
Live and learn.
Live and La Vida Loca. Remember, people, Feast of Fun is made possible because of your what do you call it? The pro accounts?
Scruff Pro.
Feast of Fun Pro.
Not the shitty ads you see.
We don't have any ads because we rely on the financial support of the listeners. So upgrade your Feast of Fun account to Plus, and you can access all our content, including all our in-depth interviews with the Drag Race girls, Milk, Bianca Del Rio, Kelly Mantle, Adore Delano, Courtney Act. Johnny Scruff.
The 14th drag queen.
And Ben de la Creme is going to come on soon.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Ben's going to come on soon.
Ben de la Creme is up.
And I definitely want to get Darian Lake while she's in town.
Ben de la Creme, Matthew Anderson, and Madison Hinton. She should be on the show, but she's not. Those are all going to be premium shows and only available through feastoffun.com/plus.
We also have t-shirts for sale at feastoffun.com/store. Get your not shaving. Gives me more time for misbehaving or your hunty t-shirt. You can order it now and get it in time for the series finale of RuPaul's Drag Race. Wear it at your local bar and people will be like, yes, hunty.
Hunty. Is hunty a school?
It sure is, honey. Start reading.
Hunty.
The library is
open. Content, hun- content,
it's
honey.
It's a cooking school because I'm going to make them eat it.
Fausto's Feast.
Can you do me your best RuPaul giggle and I'll do the bell?
The best RuPaul laugh?
Yeah. You just did it, right? Yay. Johnny Scruff, you can follow him on Johnny Scruff and everything, right?
Twitter,
Facebook and Twitter
and Instagram.
Johnny Scandrus on Instagram, Scandrals. Johnny Scruff on Twitter and Facebook, Johnny Scruff
or Johnny S.
Johnny S.
And you're going to be releasing a rap album soon? Is that right?
With Bianca Del Rio.
Thank you so much for coming on
the
podcast.
Johnny. And looking forward to hanging out with you tonight at Sidetrack. It'll be a madhouse, I'm sure.
Thank you guys. Yes, it'll be a madhouse.
I hope you get drink tickets. Yes. And share them.
I'll share them with you guys.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.